In earlier lessons, we talked about how hail, in general, causes an overestimation in precipitation. We also talked about the extreme overestimation that occurs when there is melting hail. Remember that when melting hail occurs, the radar gets tricked into thinking it's a ginormous raindrop, and KDP gets assigned very high values. Because some rain rate relationships are KDP-based, this results in unrealistically high rain rates that, if sustained over a long period of time, can end up wreaking havoc on your hourly and total rainfall accumulations. To check to see if melting hail may be driving up your rainfall rates, the first place you'll want to check is KDP. If KDP values are greater than 4 to 5 degrees per kilometer as shown here, that's a likely sign you've got melting hail contaminating your rainfall rates. You can verify this by checking out your precip source's rain rates over that same area and seeing if they're unrealistically high, like in this example where the rain rates are being capped by dual pole at 8 inches per hour. I don't know about you, but 8 inches per hour is not only unrealistic, but very undesirable unless you have the sudden urge to go surfing later.